Dominating the missile and space gallery are missiles and a space launch vehicle standing upright in a silo-like facility. The gallery is designed to give visitors a slight feeling of being in an underground silo. The vehicles represent America's airmen's proud heritage of nuclear deterrence and the Air Force's leadership in space. Since 1959, U.S. Air Force strategic nuclear armed missiles and the airmen who operate and maintain them have been on constant alert, on duty 24 hours a day. The gallery features the service's missiles that help maintain the peace between Cold War superpowers and have shaped the world's strategic balance for more than half a century. You will see intermediate-range ballistic missiles such as Jupiter or intercontinental ballistic missiles commonly known as ICBMs such as Titan and Peacekeeper. Today, with the significant reductions in nuclear weapons since the end of the Cold War, the modernized Minuteman III remains the U.S.'s only land-based ICBM. Also, be sure to walk behind the missiles, near the steps, to see the Minuteman II Mission Procedure Trainer. Since 1962, the Minuteman missile system has played an important role in America's strategic defense. Highly trained and disciplined U.S. Air Force crews in isolated, heavily protected missile control complexes maintain, secure, and operate the system. This missile trainer and model on display represents Minuteman II systems operational from 1966 through 1991. Also, while in the Missile and Space Gallery, be sure to visit the balcony to learn about Project Man High and other high-altitude balloon flight experiments, as well as a replica of Sputnik, the first artificial Earth satellite. The launch of this Soviet spacecraft, not much larger than a beach ball, was a defining moment of the Cold War and helped spur the U.S. to create the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA. The nuclear and space missions are still important and thriving career fields in the U.S. Air Force. If you're interested in learning more about the Air Force's role in these specialties, visit airforce.com or visit the resource portion of this podcast for direct links.